The Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Ches Amud Aleph teaches us, Vatanya, at Shaloi Pirka, if before they took off the Bezichei Levoina from the Shulchan, Nifras Lachma, the Lechem Aponim was crumbled, you lost a piece of the Lechem Aponim or just cracked, Halechem Posel, the Lechem becomes Posel and may not be eaten, and we may not be makdiros bezichim on the mizbeach. For the halacha is, by korban mincha, if part of it became missing before the kmitza, that korban mincha becomes totally disqualified. Continues the braisa, mishapirka, but if after the lechem aponim, after the bezichim were taken off the shulchan, at that point nifras lachma, the bread somewhat crumbled. Halechem posel, the lechem aponim remains posel. However, makta lofas a bezichin. The halacha will be you could still bring the bezichin. From Rabbi Lazar, and explains Rabbi Lazar that when we say that if the lechem only crumbled after the bezichin were removed, then the bezichin may be burnt, just the lechem may not be eaten. Loy shapirka mamish. It doesn't mean that the bezichin were physically removed. Al kivin shigiyas mana leparek, once the time for them to be removed came, afa pi shaloy pirku, even though they weren't actually removed, kimi shapirka damya, it's considered as if it's removed. And Rashi says, what's the zman? What is the time for the lechem to become posel? That the time for the lechem, for the bezichin to be removed, it's sheshos. Because Rashi says, quoting a Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph, Musafim b'sheish, they used to bring the Karban Musaf in the sixth hour in the day, and the Bezichin were done in the seventh hour. Bezichin were done in the seventh hour of the day. So the right time is that. So from here we see that the right time to daven, the right time to daven Musaf is B'sheish. So the Achroinim ask a question. The halacha is that indeed they took off the lechem upon him because at the seventh hour, because they davened Musaf at the sixth hour, and the lechem upon him was taken off afterwards. Ask the Brisker Rav, that doesn't mean that the Zman for Bezichin is the seventh hour. The Zman for the Bezichin really is already Shabbos in the morning. As the Mishnah Masechta Megillah, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us, Zeh Klal, Dovah Shemitzvos B'Yoy, something which the mitzvah is to be done by day, Kosher kalayoyim may be done all day long. L'suyeh say the bezichim say the bezichim. So why, asks the Brisker Rav, does Rashi say that the zman for the silik bezichim is by the seventh hour? The zman for the silik bezichim is already in the morning. Just practically, they didn't do it until the seventh hour because they did it after Musaf. Says the Migdash David Achidish. Midrash Tavish says that there is a special halacha by the lechem upon him that they have to be on the shulchan for 7 full 24-hour periods. So therefore explains the Midrash Tavish that indeed, yes, based on the Gemara Masechta Megillah, the halacha would be that you could take off the bezichin first thing in the morning. That's only, however, if it would have been taken off first thing in the morning and the previous week Shabbos. So now you have 7 full 24-hour periods. However, since, as Rashi teaches us, they avoid in the Beis HaMikdash of Musaf being before the Bezichin, so they only took off the Bezichin last week at the 7th hour and put on then the new Lechem Aponim. And I need that the Lechem Aponim should be on the Shulchan for 7 full 24-hour periods. That will force that today, this Shabbos, and this will be a recurring cycle, that every Shabbos I'll only be able to put on, take off the old Bezichin and put on the new Bezichin at the 7th hour. But what we also learn here is that Rashi teaches us the time for davening Musaf is by the 7th hour. And the Magen Avraham, indeed, in Simit Resh Pei Aleph, Sifkotin Beis, says that on Shabbos, one should daven Musaf by the 6th hour, because the Musaf on Shabbos was brought by the 6th hour. And he says, why indeed was the Korban Musaf on Shabbos brought at this late hour? Because the Torah, when it speaks about the Korban Musaf in Parashas Pinchas, says, U'biyoyim HaShabbos. Biyoyim HaShabbos is B'shor Shishis. And in fact, when it's already Yoy, when it's Chatzos. And in fact, the Magen Avraham says, this is the source for the minig, why people daven later, even Shacharis, they daven later Shabbos morning. Because since Musaf is only supposed to be daven after Shor Shishis, so we start Shacharis later in order that we should be able to daven Musaf only by Shor Shishis. The Torah, however, in Simen Resh Pei Vav, says that the Zman for Tfilas Musaf is right after Shacharis, because the Zman begins right in the morning. It says, B'yoyim HaShabbos. So he says, that is coming to teach us a different limud. And because the Gemara in Masechet Yuma, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, teaches us that the Nesachim were brought before the Mesachim. If not for the Pasuk, or B'yoyim HaShabbos, I would think that maybe the Musaf should become before the Nesachim. That's why I need to teach us that no, Mesachim are brought B'yoyim, and the Nesachim are brought by Boiker. But certainly, Musaf could be davened already in the morning. The Miches Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tzadik Zayin, Ois Yud Zayin, says, quoting the Gemara Masechta Megillah that we just mentioned a few moments ago, that Tzida B'zichin was the whole day. I, Musafim, come before B'zichin, and Musafim Abishar Shishis, says the Miches Chinuch, that was the minig in the Beis HaMikdash. But Midaraisa, the halacha is, you could bring the Bezichim in the morning, and since you could bring the Bezichim in the morning, it must be that Musafim, which as we learn in our Gemara, comes before the Bezichim, it must be that Musafim could also be davened right in the morning. However, and it's beautiful to read the words of the Miches Chinuch. Miches Chinuch says, based on the Gemara on Masechta Megillah, it would seem very clear that Musaf should be able to be davened right in the morning. Because a Bezichin, as we just said, can be removed in the morning, and Musaf always comes before the Bezichin. It must be that Musaf could also be davened all day. But the Miches Chinuch says, Ach Kivat Shirashi Kosov came, since Rashi wrote that Musav is only davened by a sixth hour, Tzorach Ani Levatel Dati. I have to accept what Rashi says. However, it's interesting to point out that the Shaul Satshuva Shevet Alevi, referring to Ravozna Zatzal, and Chelik Aleph Simon and Hay, says he doesn't understand what is bothering the Minchas Chinuch, that he says Tzorach Ani Levatel Dati L'das Rashi. Because here we see that the Torah that we just quoted holds that you could daven Musaf right in the morning. And so is the opinion of the Rambam. So maybe Rashi disagrees, but why doesn't the Minchas Chinuch say that he is following, he according to his understanding, he's going to follow the Torah, the Rambam. And here we see how much respect the Achroinim gave to an opinion of Rashi, that they didn't want to disagree with Rashi, even though they had other Rishonim backing them up. Moreover, especially if we follow the explanation that we just quoted earlier at the beginning of our shir from the Migdash Tovid, it's certainly understood why Musaf is davened, why the Zichin were done later, and therefore it's not an issue when Musaf should be davened or not.